Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, making life easier. That's why they're here. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Network, a community built on care. And you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalNetwork.com. Well, I have the Commander-in-Chief here with us today. She is the head boss lady. How can I ruin a nice title like President of York Technical College? I just did it. Sorry. Dr. Stacy Moore, how are you?
I'm great.
Boss lady.
It's so glad to be here.
Glad to have you here. You know, I'm sure that you, with the work that you do at York Technical College, you get to meet most of the new players that are coming into the community.
Yes.
But my guess is you don't meet a lot of the new people who are coming here that are just loading up our county and our city.
True.
By leaps and bounds. I mean, right. I heard this statistic the other day that the Charlotte metro region is adding 160 people a day, and about 35 of those are coming right here to York County.
That's right.
So they don't know me and they don't know you.
They sure don't.
So you get to tell them a little bit about you.
That's right. We're going to get to know them.
Go for it. Tell us about Stacy.
Stacy or York Tech or both?
I want to know a little bit about Stacy Moore.
Oh, well, let's see. What do you not already know? I have been at York Tech for 10 years.
10 years.
10 years, 5 years as the president. Best job I've ever had. Love it. Love this community. So for all of you new to the community, it's an amazing place to be. Amazing people. Incredible economic development. Incredible growth. The right kind of growth. We have good people looking out for that. I have two kids. Two girls, both of whom recently have gone on to their next best life things and do not live at home. So that's new and fun. So it's my husband and I and our cats, you know.
Good.
And we visit them in Florida and in Pennsylvania. So they don't have it as good as we do. I can tell you that.
Well, you need to tell them nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina.
That's right.
There you
Agreed.
Go. There you go. Do you ever hear from Greg Rutherford?
I do sometimes. He is just doing his own thing.
Well, he is. He's a former president of York Technical College. And when he hung it up, he said, I'm just going to take off and go.
Yes, all over the world, like with a backpack, literally.
Yeah.
Literally. And he had amazing experiences. Do believe he does live now, Western North Carolina, Asheville area.
Well, if you ever talk to him, tell him I said hello.
I will. He's awesome.
So for those who don't know, and I don't know how they wouldn't know, about York Technical College.
Right.
What is it? What's the magic that you do? What's the secret sauce that you provide to this community that has allowed it to blossom the way it's blossoming?
Yeah. Well, we transform lives. So that's our thing, is we ensure that the members of our community have educational options that fit the workforce needs, and we help drive economic development. So we really are the workforce hub of our three counties, biggest one, York County, no question, but York, Chester, and Lancaster counties. And so we make sure people have really good jobs so their lives are better as a result of being with us.
True or false? Has there been a new industry come to this town since you've been at York Technical College?
True.
That hasn't come and knocked on the door at York Tech and said, we need a workforce. Can you help us?
Right. They have all knocked on the door. And in a really good way. And exactly what we should be doing is we are a magnet for those companies because they know they can get a qualified workforce from us.
And I can't begin to name the industries, but all
so
you have
many.
To do is there's just
so
tons
many.
Of them. Yeah, a lot of
so
them.
So many.
A lot. Well, speaking of that, we've got a brand new industry on its way to Rock Hill.
Yes.
Direct from live from Switzerland.
That's right.
Called Octapharma. Which, and I give all the credit in the world to the city of Rock Hill.
Mm-hmm.
They had that beautiful
Such
piece of
job.
Land out there along I-77, and they
right.
said this is going to be a transformational project. We want
yes.
a transformational industry here that will move everybody up in terms of wages and quality of life. And so they got Octapharma.
They sure did.
A biopharmaceutical company that takes plasma and pulls out what it needs from the plasma to medicines that are helping in all kinds of real serious diseases.
Exactly.
Big time.
Yeah.
So Octapharma comes knocking on the door. And my guess is they were knocking on your door way before they even became public.
Right. Right.
To say, can you help us out?
Right.
And you said?
Absolutely. We said, we're going to figure it out.
So, I mean, I'm serious. How does that process work?
Well, in a case like this, so this one is even more interesting because life sciences is new to this area. So these are not necessarily degree or certificate or workforce pathways we already have. Different from, let's say, a different manufacturer came in who builds things, you know, automotive parts or anything like that. We have everything we need for that. Life sciences is a different biopharma is a different world. So we really had to spend time starting late last summer working closely with the city, bringing us in and helping us understand what they were going for. And the Department of Commerce said, hey, there's this company who's really serious. So we started the research right then and there, because one of the things we had to do is build workforce pathways so that these companies would be confident that we knew we could provide that workforce. So this one's different. This one we had to really take it upon ourselves, work with our partners, and really build the expertise, then build the pathways that then Octapharma could look at and say, this is fantastic, we need this. And then they came in and they'll work now very closely with
us.
All
right, so let's go back.
Yeah.
You're the professor, I'm the student.
Yes.
You're talking about workforce pathways. What does that mean?
Great question. So that means we're going to build pathways that, let's say you are anybody listening right now or anybody in York County, Chester County, anywhere, and you are interested in working in biopharma. We're then going to show you something you can do in a few weeks and get an entry-level job. Then we're going to show you something you could build on that skill set and get the next certificate, maybe for another few months, get promoted in said job or take a different job, same industry, and keep going so you have multiple entry points all the way up to a 2-year degree, and then with transfer capabilities to go get a 4-year degree if that's what you want. So most of the jobs, we anticipate 60 to 80% of them are going to be in that 2-year degree and less. That's just the industry. Then there's going to be a smaller subset that are going to require a 4-year degree and beyond. But that pathway means we're going to show you everything from entry level to a more skilled technician, more skilled areas, until you have what you want, and then the industry has employees across the board that they need.
Boy, I could spend 2 hours on this.
Yeah.
We may end up, but anyway. So how many pathways did you determine that you have to build to accomplish what Octapharma would like to have?
Well, so there's two primary pathways, but with a couple of entrance points, one on the laboratory pathway and one in biopharmaceutical manufacturing. So one on that manufacturing of the medicines, one in the laboratory testing and once the medicines are at least ready for that. And then now we'll start working with their manufacturing teams, their manufacturers are in Europe, so they don't, This will be the very first and headquarter level manufacturing site in the United States. So their manufacturing teams will come over soon and start working with us. We will go over to their sites.
Can I come with you?
Yeah, right? Like, this is not a hard part of the job. Let's go visit the sites in Europe. So we really understand all the processes. Some of our faculty will see it. Our amazing partners in ReadySC, which is also part of the technical college system, will go. And that's how we will make sure we have everything in place by the time we're training the first employees to go take a job.
Okay, another elementary question. For you to learn how to build these pathways, you have to have some people that are either on staff or you're going to bring on the staff or scientifically.
Yes.
Their brains work.
Yes.
Scientifically. So they can understand what Octapharma is saying and make sense of it and translate with you into some type of a course curriculum?
Yes. And biopharma is interesting because it's particularly complicated because, to your point, you need the biology, chemistry background, but you need a manufacturing background. And ultimately, what we will end up, we will hire soon a life sciences director. Right now, we have a task force who's been working on it that's a combination of folks in biology and chemistry and then folks in manufacturing to put those together. What we've learned in our research, and we visited life sciences ecosystems across many parts of this country as well as in Europe already, is we're going to need someone out of biopharma to really help us do this. And so that will be our first job, is to hire somebody who's currently in the industry who can come and help do that, and then hire the rest of the staff.
So how do you do that? You just go out on the internet and say, who's out there? We've got this opportunity. Come on.
We do, essentially. What we learned from the Greater Houston Partnership, we were out at San Jacinto College a couple months ago, and ultimately that's what they did. And so their staff, they've been doing this for a couple years now. Their staff, well, two things. Their staff comes from biopharma, largely. And then they hire some additional folks. And ultimately what each of them told us is that it was a very nice quality of life transition for them. Because ultimately, as you all know, right, we're going to pay a little bit less than an industry is for some of these folks. And so, but it was a nice trade-off for guaranteed time off, quality of life, you know. So we're feeling pretty hopeful. We have good friends there. We also have now, we're building a partnership with a group in Ireland called the National Institute for Bioprocessing Research and Training, NIBRT for short. They have been doing this for 40 years.
Ooh.
Yep. And so they will help with their global partnership. They are partners in the Greater Houston area too. They will help us train our trainers. So we can essentially borrow them. They will do training on our behalf, and they will train our folks.
Hey, sir, how are you?
So I would have to think this is really a unique, different, totally different.
Very different.
Most challenging thing that maybe you've taken on since you've been the president.
Yes. Yes. And it's awesome.
It's awesome.
It's such a cool industry, and the opportunities for our members of our community, doesn't matter your age, if you want to go work here, they're going to be incredible. And we're going to be able to help you through. So
it's amazing.
It's going to be cool.
All right. So there's to do all this.
Mm-hmm.
Not only requires people to execute the plan.
That's right.
Or understand the plan so they can execute it. But you're going to need some dollars and cents to pull all this together. What,
yeah.
Are you getting any help from anybody?
Yes. So, a couple of things. We're always thinking about this at York Tech, right? Because we have to build new programs all the time. And we have to build them before they're going to generate revenue to pay for them.
Yeah.
So a couple of things. One of the great things happening is the Department of Commerce, and through ReadySC, is going to fund the build of the first life sciences training center in the state right at York Tech. And that life sciences training center will serve Octapharma as well as all the other life sciences companies that are going to come after Octapharma has landed. It's going to be a magnet. And another, you already recognize the city, so I'll do it again. The thinking, the mayor, the city council, the staff at the city have from the beginning been thinking about a life sciences ecosystem. You need the whole thing. You don't just need a manufacturer. You need companies and economic growth. You need workforce, but you need support for entrepreneurs. You need support for those who are developing new molecules and new medicines to translate that and commercialize it. So that's the idea. Now that's just going to be a continuous magnet for new opportunities coming in.
And so people don't forget, that site out there, the Palmetto Research Park, is 200 and whatever, 210, 220.
Right. It's huge.
And we've taken 50 plus 50. We've 100 acres, basically.
Right.
So we got plenty more green space out there with a brand new interchange.
With at least right now, no traffic.
not much traffic, but there's going to be a bunch of it.
That's right.
All right. So, timelines on all this.
Yeah.
What have they told you about when they really want to get serious? Well, they are serious about it.
No question.
But yeah. When they expect to have people needed for this project, I mean, they're not talking until the 2030s
right.
About getting this thing up and running.
Right. So here's what we know now, much to learn, because the team, who is amazing, who's been working here, is really a team who runs the United States operations for plasma and plasma collection. The manufacturing crew we have not talked to them directly yet. They're coming over soon. So what we know is that they expect from the time they break ground to the first product coming off the line is 4 years.
Okay.
Now, that means you're going to need him. So right now, we're speculating as much as we can. I'm saying it's some intelligent speculating, but we will need to sit down with them more. Is 2 years prior to that, you're going to need a workforce that has started, because what we have also learned is that the FDA regulations are strong, significant. They have a lot that they have to be producing in order to qualify the site for final products. And so we anticipate within 2 years, they're going to need some employees. Not the full 1,200. That 1,200 is likely over an almost 10-year period.
Jeez.
But they're going to need them soon. That means then a training site we're looking at within a year to 18 months.
So do you have somebody at York Technical College who has been designated Mr. or Mrs. Octopharma? Or are you just taking this whole thing on yourself?
No, not myself. Right now it's a task force, though, and we are all in, because that's what our new director will be, that person. Right now, there's about six of us who are
and we need some help.
Pulling it together constantly.
Wow.
Learning so much.
Okay, this is exciting.
Yeah.
But we do have to take a mid-program break and remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Your with Founders, and by Comporium, Making Life Easier. Our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, this is a seasoned veteran here. She's well-educated, and I don't have to tell her a whole lot. She tells me a whole lot all the time. Anyway, fresh subs and salads 6 days a week here at Substation 2. How we do it at the count of three? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. 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 Garden, 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 garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
To improve diplomatic relations with the U.S., Substation 2 was given the authentic Cuban sandwich recipe, and now we're serving it. It's Cuban pork on our fantastic subbread, topped with ham, Swiss cheese, dill pickles, and mustard, served hot off the panini press. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Founders can help you stop worrying about high-interest credit cards and loans. Now through September 30th, well-qualified borrowers can take advantage of a balance transfer at 0% APR for 12 months. Pause the interest on your high-rate balances. Upon expiration, APR will then revert to the standard variable APR, currently 12.5% to 17.9%. If credit criteria are not met, 17.9% APR will apply. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Whether running a business or household, your Wi-Fi should just work. Meet Comporium Premium Wi-Fi powered by Plume. Using smart pods, adaptive technology fine-tunes your connection in real time, delivering strong, consistent coverage to every corner. Plus, the Plume app gives you total control to set up guest networks, manage access, and keep your connection secure from anywhere. Get the ultimate Wi-Fi solution today.
To improve diplomatic relations with the U.S., Substation 2 was given the authentic Cuban sandwich recipe, and now we're serving it. It's Cuban pork on our fantastic subbread, topped with ham, Swiss cheese, dill pickles, and mustard, served hot off the panini press. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop with the president of York Technical College, Dr. Stacy Moore. If you missed the first half of this show, you're an idiot if you don't go back and listen to it, because this is really exciting. We're down into the nuts and bolts of how we're going to give Octopharma what they need to put 1,200 or 1,500 workers into this brand new plant. It's fascinating what's going on. Okay, to do all this, you got to have a place to do it.
Yes.
Now, I know you got a big old campus over there, but somebody told me We decided we were just going to go across the street.
We did.
And tell me about this.
We did. So in June, we purchased and closed on what is currently the Business Technology Center, just as you said, directly across the Rock Hill campus on Anderson Road. It is about 120,000 square feet, a four-story tower, a four-story tower in the front, a one-story building that was actually built for light industrial. So that's actually very helpful to us in the back. So we are affectionately calling it York Tech West because it's, you know, maybe 100 yards to the west of the Rock Hill campus, literally across the street. But, you know, maybe a very significant donor will want to rename that building, and for the right price, we'd be happy to do that. But anyway, that building will be home to the state's first life sciences training center. So we are dedicating about 30,000 square feet. We know we will need at least about 10,000 for Octapharma. But again, we're really building out for life sciences training broadly, knowing that we will continue to attract life sciences companies to this area. So that will be there. It will be the new home to our building and construction trades program, and it will be the new home to all of our healthcare education programs, including the new programs that we're building.
So you're going to basically move everything from York Tech East to York Tech
to
West?
York Tech West, of those programs. We're going to close our Wilson Street site over time. So Building construction's out there. Truck driving is out there, but truck driving is going to move to our Chester campus, building construction trades to York Tech West.
Okay, so this is no small undertaking.
No.
Sure, you got to convert 30,000 square feet. Is the state helping you out with that expense?
Yes. So the state is funding the construction and all the infrastructure, equipment and everything else for the initial, that first 10,000 or so square feet of the Life Sciences Training Center, because theirs is really dedicated to Octapharma, that funding.
And my guess is they're anticipating, as we were just mentioning, there's going to be more of this needed as that campus fills up.
Right.
And maybe you'll be doing the same type of thing for other parts of the state.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're building it with the notion that we can do, and we've learned this from some of our travels and research thus far, you can really do training for biopharma in a hybrid fashion. So, for example, you may bring some of your training technicians. You bring them out. They're working for a company. They get hired. They'll do some of their training online. Then they come out for a couple of weeks at the center, do intense training, go back work, come back out later for two more weeks. Very common model. So that companies can get a workforce started. You don't have to build 20 of these training centers, and you really can maximize all the dollars, state dollars, your own dollars, the company's dollars.
So the BTC is loaded with all different types of businesses in there.
Yes.
Small offices to small entrepreneurs. You're going to keep all those in place?
We are not.
You're not?
We are not. So we're working with all of our tenants, and they will be... We're certainly honoring leases. We're offering folks early release if they want to, but of course, no one's being forced out. But at the end of a lease, we're not renewing any leases. There are two that are an exception right now that are partners, but otherwise, we will not likely renew any leases past their current expiration.
So, how many? You told me earlier, you got 120,000 square feet. You're going to chew up 30,000 square feet with all this biopharmaceutical work. Mm-hmm. That leaves, I believe, 90,000 square feet. What are you going to do with this?
It'll be almost another 30,000 for building and construction trades. Right. We'll go on that first floor building also on the opposite side. And then the first three floors, which I want to say are about 15,000 square feet each, on the tower will be our healthcare programs, including new ones. So it allows our healthcare programs to expand, the ones that need to, like nursing, LPN nursing, RN nursing, radiologic technology, all of those. It allows us to build our new programs in healthcare, which will be respiratory therapy, cardiovascular technology, and sonography to start. And then the top floor is where
we're going to have our brand new studios. No,
yeah, exactly.
We're hoping to
have some what I'd call enterprise space. So space for new companies when they come in to gear up there. We might put some test labs up there. We might have entrepreneur space. We're really playing with that to have a space that is available.
So you're going to be doing a lot of remodeling.
Yes, a lot.
I mean, you're going to be
entirely.
Tearing down. Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to rip up every floor.
Yep, we are.
So who's designing this for you? You got somebody yet doing that?
Not yet for everything because, you know, we are a quasi-state agency, so we have to go carefully.
Oh, gosh.
For the healthcare programs, we do have an architect that was approved. We were initially going to build a new building for the healthcare programs. One of the beautiful things and why the BTC became this sort of serendipitous option is it is a lot cheaper for us to buy that building and renovate it, and we get almost three times as much square footage as we would have gotten for a brand new singular building, and far better for us to be partners in the city, help further beautify things than to just put up another building. So it worked great for us. We will. Now I lost my train of thought. What was my
All record? You have to do is take the letters BTC, make it YTC / West. That's all
West,
you have to
that's
do.
That's it. That's it. But it will be a full renovation. Oh, we were talking about cost.
Yes.
Where are we? Yeah. So the Life Sciences Training Center will go first because that is actually the whole thing's fully funded. The whole thing is fully funded with York Tech monies. Monies from the legislature and monies from the Department of Commerce and ReadySC.
And that is approximately what?
We anticipate spending over $40 million.
That's for the purchase of the building and the renovation?
And the renovations.
Purchase and renovations.
Yeah.
$40 million.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Good for you.
It won't cover all the equipment, so those wonderful folks out there who want to name a space and anything like that, great. But it won't cover equipment or new program startups, but we'll work that as we keep going.
But I tell you what, York Tech has got a great history of being able to squirrel away dollars,
yes.
Put them away,
yes,
and they're there for when you need them.
That's right. No
and
debt.
Good for you.
No debt.
Good. No debt.
No debt.
YTC East, YTC West. I love
That's
this.
Right.
Wow. Well, very quickly,
yes.
With all these healthcare programs that you have, do you have enough people coming in to be in these? I mean, that's a great field.
Question.
That is
such a great field. And in several of those areas we do, nursing, are both the LPN, the Licensed Practical Nurse Program, and the Registered Nurse Program, solid, big numbers, lots of interest. Our Radiologic Technology Program, lots of interest, big numbers. Medical assisting, patient care technology, dental assisting and dental hygiene, strong interest. Where we struggle are a couple of areas that I think people just don't know much about. Surgical technology, high demand, great field, great pay, needs everywhere. It's hard sometimes to get students to understand what that is. It's also a unique, I mean, you're in surgeries all day, so you have to be okay with that.
Well, I would guess with Octapharma coming online here, our whole mentality is going to
change
in terms of who we are.
That's right.
And the kinds of jobs that are here.
That's right. You're right.
Well, Dr. Moore, you have done a great job. That's why they call you the boss lady over there at York Technical College. That's an exciting program. I'm glad we did this. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporium, your... I won't say that anymore. Making life easier, that's why we're here. All right, we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. If you can read the King's English, we want you to participate at the count of three. What we do here, fresh subs and salads 6 days a week. Let's tell everybody how we do it. One, two, three.
Slice, 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 slice. Garden, garden, garden.
And you didn't participate. Next time, we're going to get you. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.